Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Friday the 19th of October, Rabbi Leibish Heller, the Mabul.
Rabbi Isai, I want to learn together, with your permission, a Medrash. A Medrash that gives a description of the Mabul. It's not here in Parshas Noyach, it's in Parshas Bereishis. And although the Medrash seems very enigmatic, it doesn't seem to make any sense, I want to share with you a pshat. That's not my pshat. It's a pshat that explains the Medrash a little bit al pisoid, but it very much helps in terms of in practical application as well. You know, you learn about the Mabul. What's the message of the Mabul? What do we learn from the Mabul? Not just what does humanity learn from the Mabul, that you know that nothing is to be taken for granted and you don't know, but what is an individual? What do you learn from the Mabul in your private life? So let's read this Medrash, Rabbi Say. This is a Medrash in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk Yikovu Hamayim, where originally the water was covering all of the earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yikovu Hamayim, says the Medrash, Medrash Rabba, Rab Abba Bar Kahana B'Shem Rab Levi Omar. On this page over here, the third line. Rab Abba Bar Kahana B'Shem Rab Levi Omar, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yikavu Li Hamayim. Let the waters wait for me. I'm putting them on hold. I'm still going to come make use of them again at a later date. At the moment, I'm gathering them into one limited location, namely the oceans, and I have to keep off the dry land. But yikavuli, let them wait. Says the Medrash of Moshe, Moshe l'melech shabana paltrin. A king built a big palace. V'hishiv b'toicha ilmin. And in this palace, he inhabited this paltrin with ilmin. A paltrin is a city, not just a city. He inhabited it with people who were mute. Every morning they would wake up and they would ask the Shleimish HaMelech. They'd call upon the peace of the king. But how did they do so? They're mute. So b'remiza, u'be'etzba, u'be'manulin. They would use sign language and remozim and so on. Amar HaMelech, so the Melech made the following cheshbon. Ilu hoyu pikchin alachas kam v'kama esmo. If this is the amount of praise I get from people who can't even speak, so they utilize any means at their disposal, their hands, their feet, they try to give me kilus, right? How much more so will I be praised if I had people who can speak? Hoyshiv v'HaMelech dayoyrim pikchin. So he filled the city with people who are talking people. Amdu vechziku bapaltin. So they took over this place. They were machzik king chazoke. Amru ein paltin zu shomelach shalonu hi. They declared independence. They rebelled. They said this is ours. Nothing to do with the king. So whereas the ilmin were always expressing Hashem shevach, these pikchin they declared independence. Amar hamelach tachzer paltin kamoisha hoyso. Let the city go back to the way it was. That's the mashul. Now let's see the nimshul. Kach mitchilas b'riyasu shel olam lehayo kilusi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu oila ella min hamayim. The kilus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was only oila min hamayim. Praise of Hashem only came from mayim. D'chsiv mikoilos mayim rabim adirim mishbreyam. And what is this voice of the mayim rabim adirim? These forceful, powerful waters. Mayu oimrim adir b'amorim Hashem. In the heights, there's the greatness of Hashem. So the mayim was declaring Hashem's godness. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayim elush einam loy peh v'loy amir v'loy dibur. Hadei mekal sinoisi. If the water which has no mouth and can't speak, even so they praise me. K'shevra odo malachas kama v'kama. How much more so when I create? Amar doira mabul u'morad boy. Amar doira enosh u'morad boy. Doira flago u'morad boy. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yifanu elu v'yamdu v'yavoyu oisim sheyoshu bo mikoydem. Hado d'chsiv. That let the mayim overtake the yavosh. That's the mabul. So this is the medrash giving us a mashul with an imshul, which we have to make sense of. What's the medrash saying? What's the medrash saying? That there was mayim, and mayim was giving shevach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to give even more shevach, and man wasn't good enough, so he brought back the mayim. So first of all, it would seem that all of the mabul was a positive state of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a kilos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk tells us that the Mabul was there to bring destruction. The Medrash tells us The Mabul was there to bring kilus, to bring praise to Hashem. Which one is it? Seems to be, it can't be both. Seems that the Mabul was an aliyah. We're going to a higher state. We're going to go to the real kilus, which comes between Hamayim, because the Pikhin don't know how to be Mekalus. So what is this? What does this mean? Of course, it's not. Of course, this is deeper than just the way it seems. Kipshutay. Abayisai. We find in the Rambam, for example, at the end of his sefer, he says, "What is the whole matar of Bria Sa'ilam? What is the whole purpose of Bria Sa'ilam?" In the end of Hilchas Malachim, he finishes the sefer. He says, "Umola oretz deya es Hashem kamayim layom mechasim." There's Oretz and there's Mayim. And Oretz doesn't seem to be aware of Deya as Hashem. We live in a place that is not conscious of Deya as Hashem. Mayim is aware of Deya as Hashem. When Mashiach comes, the Tachlis HaShleimus of Briyas HaElam is going to be when the Oretz is going to be Kamayim. Umol HaOretz Kamayim. Just like the Mayim has this kibus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we just read about in the Medrash, the purpose of Bria is that the Oretz should have the same qualities as Mayim. So what is Oretz and what is Mayim? What do they represent? What do they symbolize? What do they mean? And how do you have a matzav where the pshat in the Mabul is something negative, and b'shorshei it's something positive? In the Shredish HaDvarim, it seems the Medrash says, Fakert, this is the big kibus, we'll bring the Mayim back, we'll come back to the Shevach of Hashem. So first of all, I want to share with you a very important Yisoid, which I'm sure you're all aware of, but just the Lashon, the Rambam Mipanu, in his Sefer, he says the following Lashon. We're all aware of it, but the Shalom, for example, brings it in a different Lashon. The Rambam Mipanu says the following Lashon. HaTorah HaKdoshah, he says, Midaberes b'elyonim, v'remezes b'tachtonim. Midaberes b'elyonim, v'remezes b'tachtonim. What does that mean? We all know the Medrash Chazal tell us, Alpayim Shana Kodma Torah Le'olam. Right? Torah comes before the world. The Torah was the blueprint of the world. The Torah is not a response to the world. On the contrary, the world is something that comes as the means of fulfilling the Torah. Right? You don't have a hand, and because you happen to have a hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Use that hand to put on tefillin for me. Use that hand in the morning before you use it for other things, put on tefillin for me. The reason why you have a hand is because there's a mitzvah called tefillin. And tefillin requires a hand, that's why you have a hand. Briyas HaOlam is a means of allowing for Kiyum HaTorah. That we know. But when you learn the stories of the Torah, you would think that the stories are primarily here lamata, and they're remezes b'elyonim. The Rambam Mipanu says the opposite. It's midaberes b'elyonim remezes latachtonim. Which means that Pesharsham, these same stories have relevance and have meaning and have significance, and it has the same, it exists on a higher level prior to its coming into existence on this level. So Rashi, for example, Parshas Noach says that when the water came down, the Chatchila, they were going to come down, Berachamim. Right? And Kevan, because they didn't do tshuva, so it came down, it could have been Gishmei Bracha. The Meham Mabul could have been Gishmei Bracha. So the way the Mabul was manifest down here was Toila in the Matzav of Bnei Yisrael. But the Mabul as it stands, prior to its effect in this physical world, there is the Mabul, there's the conceptual Mabul, there's the idea of the Mabul, which is Be'el Yoinim. So for example, when the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayis, the Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that V'timno Hoysa Pilegesh is just as important. Ein hefrish, says the Rambam, between Timna Hoysa Pilegesh, which is a pasuk about Timna, right, from Eisos Mishpacha, and there's no difference. Ein hefrish, says the Rambam, between Timna Hoysa Pilegesh and Anoich Hashem Alikach. And Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkein Hashem Alkein. That's the Lashon Rambam. Because it's all part of Torah, Hashem Tzmima, which is Ktoisha, Tahira, and Emes, it's all Chelik of Torah. So in Pashtus, it means simply that every letter in Torah matters, and if it's missing a letter in Anoich, it doesn't make a difference. It's not any more of a pgam in the Torah, a psul in the Torah, than if it's missing a letter somewhere else. But it means more than that. It means that, I'll ask you a question, how could Timna Hoysa Pilegesh have the same meaning as Anoich Hashem Alekecha? Anoich Hashem Alekecha is the Yisoid of everything. It's the Yisoid of everything. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Alekecha, that's all of Yiddishkeit. Timna Hoysa Pilegesh matters. The Torah tells it to us, we have to learn it, it's a chelik of Torah. And therefore the letters of the Torah and the Sefer Torah have the same Kedusha, but in terms of the Toichin Hadvarim that this Pasuk is communicating, and what this Pasuk is communicating, how could the Rambam say Ein Hefrish? How could you say there's no difference? There's worlds of a difference. One is everything, the whole Yisrael, the B'riyah Yisrael, Manoich Hashem Elikach, Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikein, Hashem Echad. And one is telling us that Timna wasn't the real wife, she was a Pilegish. So you and I see a difference, because we learn Timna is a Pilegish, talking about a woman in a certain period in history, and what a relationship was to Esav or whatever. Yeah? That's the way we understand it. And therefore, from our perspective, of course there's a difference. Of course, Anoich Hashem Aleikecha, without it, you're missing a Yesoid. You're missing a Yesoid, one of the Gimel Ikrim. Right? If somebody's unaware of a Pasuk in Torah, if somebody's unaware of any given Pasuk in Torah, it doesn't make him an Apikairis. Makes him an Amaritz. But Reb Chaim tells us that if somebody's missing one of the Gimel Ikrim in Torah, and that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, then he could be a Nebuch Apikairis, but he's still an Apikairis. Yeah, let's say somebody thinks that the world was created in 8 days, not in 6 days. He's not an Apikairis. He just doesn't know a pasuk. Chum Shibreishis. He's not Maris. You have to show him the pasuk. But if Chas V'Shalom, somebody has the slightest pagam in Anoich Hashem Aleikecha, then we can have Rachmonis on him. He's a Nebuch, but he's an Apikairis because he's missing the Yisoid. Timna Hoysa Pilegish is not one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Anoich Hashem Aleikecha is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But that's the way it's down here. But Tachtoimim. B'shoyrish HaDvarim, there is a Timna B'shorsho L'mailo, and over there, Timna Isa Pilegesh is part of Anoich Hashem Aleikecha. Over there, there's nothing, there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's just as significant as any other part of the Torah, and that's what the Rambam writes. Ein Hefrish. The way it's B'shorshom, we don't appreciate what it means B'shorshom. We're in the dark as far as what the Torah is Be'el Yoinim. When the Ramani Pano says Midaber is Be'el Yoinim, we don't know. But we're mamin that every part of Torah b'shorshoi is bel yoinim. It's all related to the yisoidus of what everything is all about. So Rabbi Isai, what is the mabul when we talk about it in this shoidish? And that's what the medrash is referring to. You have yam and you have yabosho, you have eretz and you have mayim. What are these things? What is the difference between the two? And over here in Parshas Noach, the pasuk says, "Tishachis ha'aretz." You have to destroy the eretz. You have to destroy the artzius. You have to bring mayim upon the entire land. You know, what's the definition of an am ha'aretz? What would you say? What's an am ha'aretz? Am ha'aretz is translated as an ignoramus, but there's more. An am ha'aretz is someone who lives in artzius. As a result, he's an am ha'aretz. Because if he didn't live in artzius, he would become a talmud chacham. Talmud chacham is a talmid, a makabel, someone who seeks from Chachma. Someone who seeks Chachma. Someone who's into Artsius doesn't seek Chachma. He has a different agenda. He's focused on something else. A Talmud Chachma is someone whose life, Talmud Chachma doesn't necessarily have to be a Baki B'Shas. But his focus, his primary concern, what does he want to be Makabel from? Who is he a Talmud from? From Chachma. From Torah. An Amaret is someone who prioritizes things other than Torah over Torah. A Talmud Chacham is someone who identifies and defines himself as someone who seeks to be a Talmud of Chacham. Chacham is Torah. So Artzius represents separation. Artzius represents something distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Torah, from the plan, from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world. And this we see in the physical way it's manifest as well. The Bruim Shebayam, their Mokar HaChayis is from the Mayim, from the Yam. And they're shakua b'toy chamayim. They are always submerged in that which sustains them, in their shayrish, in their makir. The brim shabaretz also originate from the aretz. The pasuk says, "Toytzei haaretz nefesh chaya, tatshei haaretz." Let the earth give forth life. But these brim, where do they stand? They stand on top of the aretz. They walk on the aretz. They're not submerged in the aretz. Chas v'shalom, right? We don't want to be under the ground. But the brim shebiyam can live, can exist, and do exist in a state where they are consumed by their mocker, by their shayrish, by their chayis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that the presence of Hashem should be so strong, should be so felt, should be so part of our awareness that you cannot see yourself as a separate entity. Lulei this change where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to move from Ilmim to Pikhim. We would all be Ilmim. What would it have meant if we were all Ilmim? It would have meant that we'd be incapable of voicing an opinion. We would be so consumed by the higher reality of our Shayrish. Kamayim Ayom Achasim. We wouldn't have the ability to have an independent opinion, to offer my perspective. Who am I? You know, in davening, before Shemin Esra, we say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch. What's the title? We say it three times a day. Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Open my lips so that my mind could say, your Tehillah. What? My mouth, I'm sorry. Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to open your lips? I don't understand. You're just saying Krishma. You're saying Birchas Krishma. You're saying Psukkini Zimra. Until now, you are very capable of speaking without the Kadosh Baruch Hu opening your lips. Now you have to have Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch. And what are you going to say? You're going to say Baruch Ata Hashem. You can't say Baruch Ata Hashem without a Kadosh Baruch Hu opening your lips. So the Arizal says, it's a bit depressing because it tells us how distant we are from where we're meant to be in davening. But the Arizal says that the davening goes in levels. So you have Hoidu, you have Sukkot Zimra, you have Birchas Krishma, and then you have Shemin Esrei. And each one of these corresponds to a different one of the Dalad Olamis. Asiya, Yitzira, Briya, Shemin Esrei is Atzilus. In Atzilus says the Arizal, it is such a strong, when you're in the presence of the Melech, when you're in the presence of the Melech, what? You can't open your mouth. What's the greatest expression of your dedication to the Melech? What would you say? You would think, the greatest expression is when you're makalis, when you're giving praise. You're giving kilos. What can be greater than saying hoidu and baruch shomar, or baruch shomar, and then hoidu, and then tzuki dezimra, and then ishtabach, and then birchat kishma, and then krishma. It's the greatest thing. But that's not the highest level. The highest level is when you're so overwhelmed by the presence of a Kaddish Baruch, you're so aware of it that you can't speak. That you can't speak. You become an ilay. You become an ilay. You become the ilmin. You can be makalis, but you can't. Because when you speak, it means that I exist and you exist. And I am here to declare your greatness. But in this level, there's no I. There's no I. Shteken Sfarim, when a Yid wakes up in the morning, what's the first word that he says? Moedani. Why doesn't he say Ani Moedah? Why doesn't he say Ani Moedah? In grammar, it works better. Say Ani Moedah, right? By Moedim, in Shmanash, we all say Moedim Anachnu Loch. Why don't we say Anachnu Moedim Lucha? Loch. The Teretz is, Ani Moedah means the following. It means, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I wake up that I exist? This Ani that exists is now submitting and acknowledging your supremacy over me. But I'm here, and I'm here to praise you. Moedah Ani means that even before there's Ani, there's already Haidah. My first level of awareness, ideally, this is the way it should be, is that I'm a mitzvah of Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I am. And because there has to be Haidah, therefore there's an Ani. Not I am here and I'm here to give Haidah. But because there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Shevach, or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that there should be Shevach, therefore there's an Ani. So before you utter the word Ani, you're already saying Moedah. And this is the level of the Ilmim. This is the level of the Ilmim that the Medrash talks about. Prior to Adam being given the ability and the capacity to be a pikeach, his whole mitzias, his whole being was a heft of Aidah and Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a matzav of mayim. It was a matzav of where there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamayim ayam achasim. Just like the brim shebayam, dogim shepeshim ayam miyadim meisim. There's no me. If you take me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cease to be. That was the matzav of the ilmim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that these ilmim should have pikus. Why? Because that's a higher level of shevach. If these ilmim have pikus and they have their own mind and they're capable of independent thought, and even so they commit that to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is a deeper level of shevach. Because if the shevach comes from the fact that you're overawed, like you said, you're so consumed by the presence of the Melech, but what would you be like when you went home? When you left the presence of the Melech, what would you be like then? The reason why you're full of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full of kilos, is because Hashem's presence overwhelms you. Not because you, in terms of yourself, are committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be pikchin, and that pikchu should be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't stop by Moedah. After the Moedah comes Ani. I have to acknowledge that the Moedah comes before the Ani, but the reality of our lives is that we have minds and we have opinions and we have views and we feel we consider ourselves to be very significant creatures. lulei our focus, we would be capable of declaring independence, just like these Pikhin did. And they said the Palestine is shalanu. That's the risk, that's the danger of the Pikhus, that it allows for the possibility, for the potential, that you should declare independence, you should claim, here I am. My mind tells me otherwise. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the matziv of the Mabul. Yikavu HaMayim, the Mayim waited, and the Mayim came back, which was a matziv where anything that was capable of going against Hashem ceased to be. And it became a moment where there was only the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Lamaila. How it was manifest, Lamata, here may have been destruction. But what it meant, B'Shar Hashem, was that it was a moment of tremendous Gilui. And it actually says in Sfarim that the 40 days of the Mabul correspond to the 40 Sa'a of the Mikveh, and it brought Tara to the world. It brought a tremendous state of Tara to the world. The Rambam writes in Hilchus Mikvois, that in the end of Hilchus Mikvois, in the end of most halachas of the Rambam, in the last few lines, there's always Dibri Agoda from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, what is the Mikveh? Mikveh is meant to remind the person of the Meidas HaTor, that he should be Shakua in the Meidas HaTor. So the 40 days of the Mabul brought Tara to the world. It brought Tara to the world in that it got rid of this notion, this capacity, this potential for a Pikhus that says that there's something other than Hashem. That was taken away. The time of the Mabul, if you didn't have clear clarity about your purpose and your place in the world, you ceased to be. You ceased to be. It came back to a state of mind. The world was brought back to a state of mind. That's what the Mabul did. But the question is this, Rabbi Yisai. The question is this. The Pasuk says that after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo yiyah oid Mabul. That there's not going to be another Mabul. Right? There's not going to be another Mabul. If we're explaining, if the way the Medrash seems to say, that the Mabul is here, L'shachis ha'aretz, to get rid of the Artzius. The Artzius is the state of independence and separation. This potential for being disconnected from Hashem. A Mabul is a world in which you don't have a choice. The Malachim Lamaila, the Nishamis and Lamaila, they don't have a choice. For them, it's all Malahar Des Hashem Kipshutai. They don't have, there's no, it would be suicide to think that you're anything other than an extension of Hashem's Ratzin, that you are an independent being. So if that was what was achieved by the Mabul, so why does the Torah say after the Mabul that there will not be another Mabul? On the contrary, it's a good thing. Maybe not in the physical sense, but the deeper meaning of the Mabul seems to have value. So here's the thing, Rabbi Yisai. The purpose is, like we mentioned earlier, like the Rambam writes, like the Apostle says, Umol ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamay. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want ilmi. When the pikhin go too far, you have to restore things back to a matter of ilmi. But the purpose is umalah oretz deyas Hashem. Oretz means your rotzen, your identity, your being, your independent being. You're a nivra who has bchira, who can go to the right, who can go to the left, and that being should be consumed and should be filled and should be overwhelmed and overawed and entirely covered with the emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The oretz should become kamay. The pikeach should have the same clarity that the Ilaim does. It says the Rivosh writes that what's his kavana by tefila? So lashon the Rivosh, ani mispalel ledas ze hatinoik. I have my kavana is, you know, like the Sfardim have, they say before Yom Kippur, before Shoshana, a wonderful nusach. I mean, an amazing nusach. I've never seen it before. I don't understand pshat in it. But they have a nusach, they have something cool, like we do Hataras Nedarim, so they do Hataras Nedarim with many other things, Hataras Klolis and other things, and amongst, in the process, they declare, Hinenu Moisrim Maido, Hinenu Moisrim Maido. We have to understand what's Pshat, because this has a Shaydash in Kadmoinim, it's not something that was made up recently. Hinenu Moisrim Maido, that Ein Kavonoseinu, Ve'ein Ritzeinenu, Ve'ein Mavayenu, Elo Ladas, Elo Lasas Ritzoin Boireinu. And anything that we ever do otherwise is only because of Atzasa Yetzer. That's number one. And should be ka'ayin, ka'efes, ka'cheres ha'nishbor. And then they go on, and all the mitzvahs that we're ever going to perform, we're being meiser meida, that it should be done ledas, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ledas, Rabbi Lazar b'noi, Ladas Rabbi Yitzchak Luya Ashkenazi the Arizal, Ladas Rabbi Yosef Kara. And any other kavanis that we should put into these mitzvahs should be botul or mavutul, and it shouldn't be taken into consideration. I don't know what the pshat is in such type of mitzvah shmeido. What, in other words, you could, if I say I have no das to steal from you, but then I go steal from you, I can be mitzvah shmeido as many times as I do, but it's still the mice is the mice. But this is what they say. So the Rivach said, ani mispalel. So they say the Arizal, the Mershim Bayachai, the Belaz Rebenoi, right? Should be mechuben al pisoid, because we don't know the kavanas amitzvahs. Should be mechuben with mitzvah shmeido that we wanted to be al das. All the soydas that are included in every mitzvah. But the Rivash said, "Ani mispal l'das zatinuk." What does it mean l'das zatinuk? What does it mean l'das zatinuk? Why like a tinuk? Right? We say, "Say l'man tinuikish shel bisrabon." Tinuikis are the ilmin. They're before the pikhus. They don't have enough das that their choices should have any value, should have any worth, right? Because they're not gedolim yet. So in their kiyum hamitzvah, it's coming from a place where there is no full bchira. It's coming from a place where there is no full pshuta. And the truth is, in every person, there's an amuna pshuta that is before yediyah. That would be the mayim. That would be the ilay. The one that says, it doesn't matter. My opinion is not something that I take into consideration, I take into account. It's mayim. I'm an ilay. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Pesi yamin l'chol dover. Pesi yamin. A fool believes. Someone who does not pikhus is a mamim. So it says that Lagaba Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're all psiim, we're all pesiim, we're all fools. Lagaba Kadosh Baruch Hu, emuna comes from a place of ilmus, a place of ignoring and acknowledging that your opinions and your philosophies don't play a role over here. This is something that's coming from a far deeper place within you that connects you directly to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But then Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the pikhus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that has to be the shayrish. You have to have the ilmin coming first, but then you have to introduce the pikhus, which means that your mind and your understanding and your das and your havana and your independent thought should also be in alignment with that amuna that you have. And that is the pasuk, which with the time in which it's going to be fulfilled in the entire world is umala ha'aretz, the eretz, the very artzius, that which now represents the conflict and the tension that which seems to go against the mind. Will be Mala Aretz, Deyas Hashem Kamay. Even the day, even the Das will be like mine. A person's mind will have the clarity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's supremacy in the same way that one has in a state of Amun, and the same way as the Ilim does prior to thinking, prior to your view, your opinion, your view, and your opinion will be aligned fully with the emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want another Mabel. Where the pikhus went too far, there was no choice, there had to be another mabul. But the plan isn't that there should be another mabul. The plan is fakert, that there should be pikhus once again, but that they should have the same connection and the same appreciation as the ilmin did. Okay.